Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The rulers of Pakistan rushed to the aid of their weakened master, Trump, by making an accord to secure US military bases, including its forward base, the Jewish entity. With respect to the Makkah Joint Defense Agreement between Pakistan, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, the Foreign Minister of Pakistan, Ishaq Dar, posted on X on the 9th of August 2026 that, quote, "The Makkah Accord is purely defensive in nature. It is not targeted against any country, and its sole purpose is to further strengthen our ongoing efforts towards peace, stability, and prosperity in the wider region." Unquote. However, in reality, the Makkah Accord is neither purely defensive, nor is its purpose to bring stability and prosperity for Muslims. In fact, it is a single accord within a web of regional alliances to secure the snake in the abode of the Muslims, the network of US military bases, including the key forward base, the Jewish entity. This accord is a pillar in erecting the new Middle East of Trump, in which the Muslim nation states are subordinate to the United States and the active allies to the Jewish entity. It is an accord to fight any Muslim people that resist the occupation of the Blessed Land of Palestine and its Masjid al-Aqsa and the dominance of the Western colonialists over Muslims. O Muslims of Pakistan, who exactly are the rulers of Pakistan that they would ever work to secure stability and prosperity for Muslims? They have restrained the armed forces of Pakistan from liberating Kashmir ever since the Hindu state consolidated its occupation of Kashmir in August 2019. Even in May 2025, the Pakistan Air Force had established air supremacy over occupied Kashmir and its liberation was imminent. The rulers submitted to the orders of the US Vice President J.D. Vance and immediately ordered a ceasefire. Until today, they have withdrawn tens of thousands of troops from the battlefront against Hindustan in order to fight the Muslims of Afghanistan on behalf of the United States, even whilst claiming that Afghanistan is a proxy for India. As for the Blessed Land of Palestine and its Masjid al-Aqsa, the rulers of Pakistan reject the persistent demand of the Muslims to mobilize their armed forces in support of Gaza whilst maintaining membership of the Board of Peace of Trump, whose key objective is to disarm any Muslim that threatens the Jewish entity. As for the war of the American Crusades and the Jews on the Muslims of Iran, not only did the rulers restrain the armed forces of Pakistan, they deprived themselves of sleep in order to trap Iran in negotiations in order to rescue Trump from the quagmire that he had thrown himself into after blinding himself through arrogance. Why would they not join an accord that assists Trump in the building of a new Middle East where Muslims fight Muslims in order to secure the Jewish entity and the American Crusaders? Who exactly is the ruler of Turkey, Erdogan, with whom the rulers of Pakistan claim to work with to secure stability and prosperity for Muslims? Erdogan continued to supply the Jewish entity with essential supplies, even whilst it collapsed house and massages on the heads of the women, children, elderly and ill in Gaza. Regarding securing American influence in Syria, when the Muslims raised the call for the implementation of Sharia, succeeded in deposing Bashar al-Assad, Erdogan installed Ahmed al-Shara. So why would the rulers of Pakistan, agents of America, not work with Erdogan in order to strengthen American influence throughout the Muslim world? Who is the ruler of Saudi Arabia? Ibn Salman, MBS, with whom the rulers of Pakistan claim to work with to secure stability and prosperity for Muslims. At the height of its genocide against Gaza, when the Jewish entity found that its sea supply lines were threatened by Muslims, Ibn Salman coordinated with the rulers of the Gulf to secure land supply lines for the Jewish entity. In order to increase American influence in Yemen, Ibn Salman launched attacks on Muslims, not even sparing the children in school buses. Regarding the American-Jewish war on Iran, Ibn Salman rejected calls to close the American bases with Saudi Arabia and instead arranged an accord so that the armies of Pakistan and Turkey work for their defense. So why would the rulers of Pakistan, servants of Trump, not work with Ibn Salman to maintain the American military footprint in the heart of the Muslim world, from which Trump can strike any Muslim people that reject his commands. All Muslims of Pakistan, what adds to the pain of betrayal is that the rulers of Pakistan rushed to assist Trump at the time of his greatest weakness. Politically, Trump is facing huge domestic opposition to his support of the Jewish entity, as well as imminent loss of control of Congress to the Democrat opposition. Economically, Trump is unable to revive the US economy, which has been crushed by debt, inflation, and unemployment. Militarily, Trump was unable to even subdue Iran by air and sea, much less launch a ground offensive to face the lions of Iran in their mountainous, vast terrains. Militarily, the morale of the cowardly US troops is exhausted. The US military leadership is terrified of the idea of a ground offensive, whilst America's stores of weapons are depleted, including nearly 80% of its interceptors for a key missile defense system. It is at this time of weakness, instead of leading an Ummah-wide offensive to dismantle US influence in the Muslim world, the rulers of Pakistan rushed to assist Trump with all the resources of Pakistan, including its powerful armed forces and nuclear deterrence. O Muslims of Pakistan, we must abandon the rulers of Pakistan as they have abandoned Muslims and their causes. There is no hope in the path of advising them, reforming them, or even appealing to them. They have no independent will of decision because they are subordinate agents to a disbelieving master. They have no capacity for independence in thinking, and their role is only to execute orders while spinning narratives to deceive us. They have allied with the Jews and Christians, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us that those who do so become of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya ba'duhum awliya ba'd wa man yatawallahum فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
O you who have believed, do not take the Jews and Christians as allies. They are allies of one another, and whoever among you takes them as allies, indeed he is one of them. Indeed Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. Surah Al-Maidah, verse 51. O Muslims of Pakistan, there is only one path which ends betrayal and humiliation before the disbelievers. It is the path of establishing the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all humanity in Pakistan, the pure, the good. It is the path of ensuring the unification of all the Muslim states as a single Islamic state, the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, with Pakistan being its nucleus. For it is materially capable of being so, whilst its good people are deserving of that honour. So strive with the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir for the dominance of the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the Jews, Hindus and American crusaders, and instruct your sons, brothers and fathers in the armed forces to grant their military support, Nusra, to the Emir of Hizb ut-Tahrir, the eminent alim and statesman, Sheikh Atta bin Khalil Abu Aghashta. Strive for the empowerment of the deen, sacrificing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness and reward from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though the disbelievers and hypocrites dislike it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
And rush forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord, and for paradise as wide as are the heavens and the earth, prepared for al-muttaqin, the pious. Surah Ali Imran, verse 133. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.